My guests this morning are Julian McGinty, the Chief Executive of Boantic Lodge. Welcome back to our studios, Julian.
Thank you, Stuart.
And also welcome to Trish Patzel, the Director of Community Services at Boantic Lodge.
Good morning, Stuart.
And I think this is your first time in our studio. Well, first time in about 10 years.
For a long time, yes.
Yes, so welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, our focus today is care at home. So when it comes to care at home, what sort of care is available and who's it available to?
We are able to provide anything that a client wants. The whole idea of care at home is for people to have control of their lives, to be able to access funding to assist them. And I think the main point for a start is people accessing services early on. It's really important that people seek help with the things that they really struggle with for a start. It might be hanging out the washing or making the bed. If they get someone in to do that, then they have a greater quality of life and are able to live their lives as they want to without struggling with the things that might be a bit difficult. So
help is available for something even as basic as hanging out the washing.
That's right. So I'll talk a bit about the Commonwealth Home Support Program, which is where most people start services. It's really assistance with anything that people would like assistance with. There are some specific service areas, social support, domestic assistance, home maintenance, which includes lawn mowing, personal care, assistance travelling to appointments. And when we talk about social support, that might be one-on-one support for someone to remain connected to their community. It might be still going to CWA or still being able to go down to the senior sits, so supporting people to go to those things. Or it might be that they come into a group that we have, a social group. We have things like men's group. We have a connections group for people with dementia. So there's lots of different support services that we can help people with. And those support services, sometimes with Commonwealth Home Support Program, might be only half an hour, an hour a week. But it's things that we can help people with to remain independent.
Mm. And you made the point about accessing that help early. How do you know when you might be eligible to qualify for that?
Commonwealth Home Support Program, you're actually eligible. It's self-referral, so it's anyone over 65. So anyone who's over that age can refer themselves to the My Aged Care website and access those services. So there's not a lot of eligibility with the Commonwealth Home Support Program, so that basic support that we start with.
Sounds too easy.
It does. It does then get complicated as we move into the more structured programs. So Trish will give you a bit of an overview of those.
The next level of program for somebody needing just a bit more than that basic support is the Home Care Package program. And that's delivered on four different levels, increasing in service from 1, 2, 3 and 4. And they provide a range of tailored services specifically to the individual's need. It's also a government subsidised program. Each client is given a budget depending on that level of the program. So they can actually design their services around that budget, and the budget is made up of the subsidy that comes from the government and their own client contribution. The expenses then may come out through the care and services that they need or any equipment they may need.
And what sort of services are covered through those packages?
Similar services to what Julian mentioned, as in personal care, domestic support, social support, appointment support, but actually a much larger range, really around what the individual needs. So there's a lot more scope in that program. It's not so menu-driven as the other program does tend to be. And it's negotiated really on an individual basis with that person.
And did you say that there are four levels of that package?
There are four increasing levels, starting from a slightly higher level than the basic home support program. But as it goes up to level four, it's somebody maybe who's needing quite a lot of support at home, maybe, you know, 3 to 4 visits a day by one or two staff members, that type of thing.
Right. And the assistance that Gillian was talking about was self-referral.
Yes.
But this has
to be referred through the ACAT, which is the Aged Care Assessment Team, and that is also undertaken now through My Aged Care. As Gillian mentioned, there's a website, but there's also a phone number for My Aged Care. I can give that out if you like.
Yep, sure.
That's 1-800-200-422.
So that's My Aged Care, 1-800-200-422.
That's right.
And you mentioned ACAT.
Yes, the Aged Care Assessment. They are called the Aged Care Assessment Team, and
right.
they are located all around the country, and they actually go out and do the assessments that determine what level of care that person may need on a home care package.
Right. And is Boandic Lodge involved at that level?
We refer to the Aged Care Assessment Team. We liaise with them a lot, but they are a government body, and they're located at Community Health here.
So to get a referral to ACAT, what do people need to do?
People can actually talk to their doctors. They can self-refer through the My Aged Care. We actually will help people through that process as well if needed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're happy to give that advice on how to go about that too.
Right. And you mentioned that, that there is some cost involved. It is subsidised, but there's a small cost
There is a cost involved. The Home Care Package Program is actually attracts an income-tested fee as well. There's a basic weekly fee that people will have to pay as well. That can be negotiated in different people's circumstances, obviously. But there is an income-tested fee, which is only on financial income only. It doesn't include assets in other ways, only financial assets. And that will be determined by Department of Human Services.
8724 1000 is the number to call if you have a question about what we're talking about today. 8724 1000. You might be wondering, well, is help available to me to do such and such a thing? How do I get that help? 8724 1000 is the number to call, and Gillian or Trish will be able to answer your question. So that's a four-level program, and what other assistance is available?
The program can provide equipment for people, particularly people at those higher levels who require that. It can be a very varied amount, actually, of different things, a whole range. Some people have a lot of social support, and that's what they prefer. Home maintenance, gardening, that type of thing, that's very popular, particularly for people on larger properties.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, people generally would prefer to stay at home in their own homes if they can, and quite often it's that home maintenance and gardening that can be the thing that tips them over into perhaps not being able to manage. So it's been a very popular service that we provide as well.
Mm. And with equipment, what sort of equipment can be provided?
There's basic equipment such as walking frames, toilet seat raisers, that type mm-hmm. of thing. There might be a lifter required, a hoist for somebody in their home, wheelchairs. There's a whole range of equipment as well.
Even mm-hmm. basic things like grabs or grips
yes.
at the sides of doors.
Handrails and
yep.
pick-up sticks, all those sorts of things as
pick-up
well.
Pick-up sticks?
Yes.
I could do with one of those.
They're very handy.
So how much use is actually made of this assistance that is available?
We currently have 114 home care packages, and they're fully allocated all the time. We virtually have 100% occupancy for those packages, which is great, and it's very significant to be able to have that in a regional area, and there are other providers obviously with packages as well in the region. So we do have a really high occupancy rate compared to a lot of metropolitan areas. However, from the 27th of February, that all changes, and the home care packages will be owned by the client. So when a client leaves the package, whether they choose to go to another provider or they move to another area, they will take the package with them. When they relinquish that package, it actually goes back to a national pool. So there won't be packages specifically allocated to our region anymore, which is a bit of a concern for regional areas about whether we're going to be disadvantaged because the packages are going back to a national pool.
A national pool. And so in terms of accessing those packages, will things change there?
People will still have an approval for a package through My Aged Care. They'll be advised that they've been approved for a package. And then when a package becomes available, they'll be advised that they're allocated a package, but it's on a priority basis. So it will go on the person's needs, but it will also be based on how long they've been on the waiting list. So quite frequently in regional areas, we find people in hospital who can't go home without any assistance, and they need a package of care to go home. And it's been really great in this region to be able to support those people. But because they haven't been on the waiting list for a long time, we don't know what the waiting's going to be between how long they've been on the waiting list or their care needs as to how they'll move up the priority list.
Right, okay. And will organisations like Boandic Lodge have any input? Are you able to advocate on behalf of people who come to you?
No, we can't. It's all done on the My Aged Care website, and yes, we're just notified, or the client's notified when they are approved for a package, and then they have to seek a provider. So then they have to shop around and find a provider to provide that package for them. And I think, you know, some of the lower level packages, it's probably not a concern because, as I said, we've got really high occupancy rates, and they haven't had those in the metropolitan areas. But the high level packages are in significant demand, and in metropolitan areas there hasn't been enough high level packages to support the needs. So there's going to have been a lot of people on the waiting list for a long time.
Mm.
So it is a bit of a concern for the region. And it's a huge change for people, and people are getting quite confused about the fact that they get a notification they're approved for a package. They think they've got a package, whereas they have to be allocated one before they actually have a package. So we're always there to help people through that process. It's very complicated. Government has changed the system and says that it's easier, but you know, trying to work your way through all these changes is really difficult at this point in time. We're still learning as well, so we're there to support people through that.
I was going to ask you why this is being done. Do you know?
I think, as I said, there are some lower level packages where there's undersupply in some regions, so those packages are just sitting there vacant and not being used. So the government thought that if they made it a national pool, every package is going to be used at all times.
Hmm. Okay. So what's your advice to people in terms of how to deal with that?
There is a lot of information on the My Aged Care website that people can access, so that's a really good resource. But as I said, we've done a lot of training with our case managers and coordinators on this, so our staff are always there to help people through that process if they need it. That's just free advice that we provide and support for the community.
And the best way to contact you to find out more?
Yes, they can call our direct number if they like, which is 87241251 in Mount Gambier.
87241251. Yes, 87241251.
Yes, and we also have offices in the community in Keith and Lucendale as well, but perhaps that number might be the initial number to contact.
That was the other thing that I was going to ask you about, that this assistance that we're talking about, this isn't just for Mount Gambier, this is provided, it's available across the southeast?
It is, it goes all through the limestone coast. So we coordinate services in Mount Gambier for the lower southeast, and our two offices in the mid and north coordinate services for up there. So certainly all the coastal towns and pretty much everywhere in between, we have clients and staff.
Right. Well, we do actually have a call coming in. So just while we're waiting to find out who that is and what their question might be, I should let people know that we'll be having these discussions on a monthly basis over the coming months. And next time, when it won't be you, Gillian, it won't be you, Trish, it will be some other representatives from Boandic coming in, and the subject that day will be dementia.